How do you know if something is lavishly beautiful or a total inappropriate wastefulness?
Welcome to the podcast with your host, Craig T. Owens. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
Twice in the Gospels, some ladies do something very expressive of their worship to Jesus, and there's a response that is a stark difference both times. Both times, there are people that smell the aroma of the perfume that has been poured out on them. You can read the story in John chapter 12 and Luke chapter 7. But you also find some people that shake their head and murmur and think that it is a complete waste, that it was too extravagant, that it went way beyond. But here's the key thing for me. Jesus didn't stop them. He didn't correct them. He enjoyed the worship that they gave to him. In fact, he even said about one of the ladies, what she has done is going to tell a story and people are going to know about this for as long as human history exists. Throughout the Bible, there are all kinds of different expressions of worship. Sometimes when people encounter God, we see them fall on their knees. Some people raise their hands in the air. Some people fall flat on their face. Others sit in total silence. In the New Testament, we see some people that when they are trying to get Jesus' attention or when they have been healed by Jesus, we hear them shouting, we see them dancing, we see all kinds of different responses. But the interesting thing to me is that the response from God to all of those different expressions of worship is always silent. He never says, oh, wait a minute, you're going too far with your worship. Any of the time that we hear people saying that's too much, it's always people that are saying that. People that are somehow able to, I don't know, they think they can look into the person's heart. But God makes it really clear that that's exactly where he looks. He looks in our heart. He doesn't look on the outward expression, but he looks on the inward expression. The person that is sitting there quietly in God's presence, maybe with their eyes closed, and maybe you don't even see their lips moving, and the one that might just be a few feet away from them that has their hands lifted up in the air and tears streaming down their face and praise and song just bubbling forth from them and they're singing it out loud, they could be worshiping God in exactly the same way in their heart. Here's the thing that I would take away from this. Is that we need to be as genuine with our worship with God. What is in our heart is what we need to express, and we need to let others do the same thing. Let's not look at other people and say, oh, that's too much, that's inappropriate. The bottom line is, like I said earlier, those expressions of worship, everything from complete silence to dancing around and singing, are all portrayed for us in the scripture. As long as the way that we're worshiping God is a form of worship that we see in the scripture, let's do it. Don't hold back in your own worship because you think, well, what are other people going to say about this? And certainly, let's not be people that look at others who are worshiping God and say, no, you're not doing it quite right. Let God be as unique with them and let that person be as unique in their relationship with God as God has a unique relationship with you. He has a special relationship like a heavenly father with each one of his children. And let that praise be unique for them. Let it be individualized for them. Let it be an extravagant, lavish, appropriate way that they worship God.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.